Hey world, this is Chris Cordes here. I wanted to talk about anxiety. Anxiety is something that is misconstrued in many ways. We often confuse it with worry or with overthinking or OCD or many other types of other things. Now, real clinical anxiety is chronic anxiety, GAD, what is GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, or PTSD, post-traumatic stress. A lot of people have it, people who've been through wars, people who've been through very violent situations, people who have been abused, people who have had difficult times, and also people who've had a normal life and nothing was wrong with their life and they suddenly get generalized anxiety disorder. Now, I don't like labels. Psychiatrists, they love the labels. I don't like the labels. But what I do want to say is, you cannot get rid of anxiety like that. It doesn't work that way. Anxiety is what gives you power. We are wired for war. We are wired like our ancestors. Whenever we feel danger, we feel anxiety. But there's a difference. A lot of people with generalized anxiety disorder, yes, I am talking about that again. Now, anxiety, let's make it simple. You feel bodily sensations. You feel weird. You feel out of place. Some people feel suicidal. You feel very weird and very uncomfortable and very sensitive. When you're not anxious, you feel good, you feel relaxed, your tummy's feeling calm. So, what is the problem with anxiety? See, we have to create tools for us. Now, you cannot rely on benzodiazepines like Xanax, Klonopin, Lexotenil. You cannot rely on benzos for the rest of your life. Now, I had a problem with anxiety. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress because in my biography I have written and my audiobook, Chris Cordes, by Chris Cordes, in that I did talk about when I was 10 years old, I was abused, raped twice by the janitor of the school. So that created a post-traumatic stress for me. Then I had bullying. Bullying is something that when I talked about in my other radio shows, I talked about that. I said bullying is a hate crime. And it should be unacceptable, especially now in schools. The new generations, they bully you on social media. They make you feel bad. They make you feel weird. And you get upset about everything. So anxiety is something we cannot get rid of. But it's something we can control. Now, benzos, which is benzodiazepines, are good for a temporary time. Now, for me, that was not the case. I had extreme anxiety. And I was feeling really weird without them. I was feeling like I was going crazy, to be honest with you, because when you have such strong anxiety, you feel like you are mad, but you're not mad. You're not mad because someone who is mad does not know that he or she is mad. So that's how you know you have a very powerful anxiety or a panic attack or anything like that. So, what is the best thing to do? Now, I have tried benzos, and Klonopin is the most powerful one. It's also called Rivotril. So, it helped me for many years, but the problem with benzos is that they wear out. They stop giving you that sedative effect, but they do stop panic attacks. That is true. So my dad told me about something called GABA, G-A-B-A. And it's a natural supplement that improves your mood and gets rid of anxiety. And I was on 4 pills of Klonopin. And then I started GABA. I spoke to my psychiatrist and I said to her, I said, can I take GABA with my medication? And she said, yes, as long as it's natural. So I took it. I didn't feel it changed the first week. Well, it's like vitamins. They take 15 days to really start working. And then what you do is you just let it run its course. So, after 2 weeks, I started to feel different. I'm not saying that I stopped drinking alcohol and I started conquering the world, no. But I felt more at ease and I lowered my anxiety medications. And now GABA natural supplements can be taken usually with a good brand like Solgar. It comes as 500 milligrams. Maximum dosage is 750 milligrams. And that is the appropriate one to take. I started with Solgar with the 500 milligrams. So, but that's not also enough. It helps, yes. It will lower your benzos. You may even stop taking anxiety medications, but that's not enough. You have to find tools to help you. And you have to find them in your own way because every individual is different. Everyone responds differently to everything. Everyone has a unique brain. We are all made unique on this earth. People mostly, when they're worried or when they have anxiety, it's because mostly they're thinking about the future. Unconsciously. Yes, unconsciously. In your subconscious mind lies the future. And you don't know you're thinking about it, but you're worried about the future, about so many things. And it turns into an anxiety. A panic attack. Oh, how am I going to do this? Oh, how am I going to do that? Well, it needs to be handled with love and care. You will find many tools online for anxiety. You will find many tools to help you fight anxiety. But you can never get rid of it. Because look at our ancestors. They were wired for war. They had problems with food. They had to go and hunt. They had to take care of their babies. They had to do so many things. But us, we already have everything we want in the supermarket. Every year, we have less problems to worry about. Let's say in 100 years, things will be easier. Anxiety will be more and more developed in understanding it. So every year things get better. Every year. Believe me, life is too short for you to let anxiety cripple you. I let it cripple me for a long time. But I said, that's it. That's it. I am worth it, and I'm going to get out of this. I'm not going to lie, I do still take my supplements, and I do take a very low dosage of benzo. But when you go into the world, you have to be ready for anything. No one is better than you. Nobody is better than you. You are the best person in this world because you are definitely unique. Your brain, your body, your soul is very different from any other human being. Anxiety is not something we should fear. Anxiety is something we should have power over by controlling it. You can do breathing exercises. You can do meditations. You can do many things. There are some breathing exercises that are very good, and there are some that are not helpful. Find the right person. Research people who can help you with anxiety. Meditation is good. Empty the mind. You need to empty the mind. Anxiety is not something we can just throw in the garbage, because we're always wired for war. That's the way the brain is. The brain is very complex. Scientists are still baffled by the brain. Scientists still have questions about the brain, about your soul, about your mind, about your heart, about your wants and needs, and about your expressions. So we're evolving. This is why evolution is very important. In 100 years, anxiety probably would have been solved with maybe medication, with maybe other tools, with maybe machines. We don't know. But every day is a different day. And every day we evolve, we change. Look around you. Nobody is better than you. We are all equal. We are all the same. Anxiety is not something that we should fear. Anxiety is something we should work with. I've had troubles with it, but now I have to stand up and say that anxiety is not more powerful than I am, and I'll try to control it. Trying to get rid of something is hard. Trying to say that anxiety is not part of who you are is not true, because as I said before, anxiety comes with the whole baggage, the whole everything, the whole enchilada, because we are human beings. We are human beings, and we need to find unique tools to move forward in life.